It's 4:30 on Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3, and if it's 4:30 on Friday, you know what that means. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters is here for the Outdoors Outlook. Make sure you get to nanticokeoutfitters.com. Book your next fishing trip before the season is over, because, Dave, we're talking about hunting already?
I know. Can you believe it? It's the end of the fishing season for us, because September 1 kicks off hunting season. As a matter of fact, goose season, dove season, and deer season in Delaware, that all gets started September 1st. And in Maryland, we start September 8th, just a week later. So it'll be here before you know it. But let's talk fishing. So in Maryland, our rock fishing season is open again. And the great thing about rock fishing right now is you're casting lures for rockfish, but you just might run into some reds and some trout as well. Now, the large red drum are being caught out by the target ship. An exciting thing for the kids, spot and white perch still all over the Tangier Sound, Pocomoke Sound, and all around the Nanticoke River, mouth of the Nanticoke River, and the Wacomico River. Snakehead fishing still hot, soft plastic frogs over grass beds are the way to go there, and the crabbing continues to go well. Now, everyone's focusing on water depth less than 13 feet. Personally, I like 8 to 10, but I talked to some crabbers this week that are even having success in 5 to 8 foot of water. So don't be so selective and worried about your setup. Just get your traps in the water or your lines in the water. In Ocean City, the flounder fishing has been great this week, and it should continue through the weekend. And we're now catching sheep's head on sand fleas on a regular basis right at the South Jetty. Large bluefish and rockfish are hanging around the Route 50 bridge pylons. That hasn't changed. And as I mentioned earlier, the croaker are definitely here in good numbers. We actually caught over 200 this week, and we released every one of them. We didn't keep any of them, but the families that were fishing with us have had a blast catching croaker.
Now, you release all of the croaker, Cam Dave?
Yeah, you know, we have been, and we could keep them. It's a minimum of 8 inches to keep the croaker. And I tell you, they're good to eat. They're a very sweet-tasting, white, flaky meat. But a lot of people don't eat them because they're smaller. But you definitely could, and I do recommend some people try them if you haven't. Now, let's move to Delaware. Like I said, the croaker are here. Get out with the kids and catch some croaker in the Delaware Bay. They are plentiful and fun to catch. Catfishing has also been really good this past week. I talked to a couple anglers that said up in the tributaries from Augustine Beach down to the fishing pier at Woodland Beach, they have been successful all week. The Delaware Bay's upper reef sites are also giving up some speckled trout. The Rehoboth and Indian River Bays, the flounder fishing there, it's slowed down because the larger flounder is starting to move out. And that means we got to spend more time offshore fishing for the larger flounder. At the Indian River Inlet, the early morning tides are still bringing in those snapper blues, and you're going to be able to pick them up with some small 1 or 2 ounce metal lures. Also at the inlet, sand fleas fished in the rocks during the day will catch you a tog or maybe a sheep's head.
Man, sounds like it's hot everywhere, so we'll look forward to anglers having some success this weekend. But I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that we're almost at the end of the summer, Dave, and you're at that big hunting show this weekend. So for someone, you know, that's here, that's maybe not thought about it, but all of a sudden the light bulb goes off today, you know, what are some things that you need to do to kind of prepare for September 1st so you're ready to go out and enjoy your first hunt?
Yeah, that's a great question, Gary. And I'll tell you, bow hunters, get your bow out. Inspect your bow. Look at your strings. Check out your arrows. Maybe even take it into your local bow tech. You've got to start shooting. If you haven't touched it since last season, get out, start shooting. You should be shooting multiple times a day, lots of arrows per week. And always, if it's legal, get corn and mineral out to feed your deer herd and help them thrive and be successful. And also coming up next week, the White Marlin Open starts. So Ocean City Mayhem will be all next week. We will be so busy with all of the boats in town. The inlet, just so you guys know, if you haven't been out there before during the White Marlin Open, be very careful early in the morning in that inlet. And then again, between about 3 and 6, stay clear, because those big boats turn that thing up. It's like a hot tub on full blast, and it gets nasty. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.